Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, so we have another latest AI news article for you. Sony Music Group warns that 700 companies have been using its content to train AI models. 700 companies. That's crazy. And we've talked about all the copyright implications for AI before on this channel, some of the dangers and pitfalls. Jaden, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think this is so interesting. This is obviously a huge area a lot of people are talking about, and I think we're actually on the cusp of people monetizing this, maybe some sooner than you would think. And so that's why Sony Music Group is obviously getting into this. They're obviously starting to talk to people about this. They're concerned about how it's all being used, and mostly they just want to make sure that they're going to get compensated for this. I think they don't want a runaway situation like it feels like is happening with OpenAI and their Sora video model, where they're being real cagey on where they got all their video training data. YouTube is the biggest repository of video, So probably there, every time someone pushes OpenAI for like, where are you getting your videos at, YouTube? They're like, I don't know. Like, let me get back to you on that. And of course, never answer the question, AKA they're definitely using YouTube to train Sora. And Sony doesn't want this to happen to music. They don't want to just have all of their artists, all of their content sucked into a model. And then it's, you know, just getting, it's going to be creating new stuff. They know this is going to be a big industry. So I wanted to talk about an interesting, Jamie and I have talked about this in the past, like, oh, you could totally use this to like make music. Okay. This week I was talking to somebody that was telling me that they are doing just that. They're making music on Suno AI, and they're posting it onto Apple Music and Spotify and everywhere else. And they said something that's really interesting is a problem I've had in the past with like music distributors is sometimes the music takes a long time to pass. Like I've done, for those that have followed for a while, you'll know like I have a bunch of artists on Spotify and Apple Music that get around 20 million streams a year. This is something I did back in college. I don't really focus on this business anymore, but it pays me royalties to this day every single month, a couple grand. And so it's kind of this nice side thing, but I think inevitably I stopped doing it because it was really hard to get my music passed. The music I was producing in the past, I just pay friends to play the piano and I would just upload it and label it as like relaxing study music or music to put your baby to sleep. So I just kind of do that. But essentially the distributors and these like music platforms, they stopped liking this like generic piano music, relaxing piano music, and they made it really hard for it to pass. So I would try to post it and they'd be like, oh, it's denied for this reason or that reason. And the secret, the golden ticket getting music passed is if you have vocals. If you have a voice in your track, it seems like you get stuff passed really easy. That was hard. And I did do that for a while where I would go on like Upwork. I would have someone produce like a song. I would go on Upwork and get people to sing like covers. And you could get all the cover licensing on Lander and I'd post it. Some of them worked. Sometimes the cover licensing would get denied. So it was annoying and it was expensive too to pay the people hundreds of dollars to sing these songs. So all of that to say AI music has essentially fixed this. I've been talking to someone this week that has been using Suno AI to sing children's songs pretty much, uploading them to Spotify and Apple, getting a bunch of streams. And they said that when they publish these songs, because it's a voice, it seems like a fully produced song with a voice and everything, these songs are getting passed within a couple days. They're going live and they're making money on this stuff.
Wow, that's crazy. So you're saying they're already earning money doing this, just uploading songs from Suno to Spotify?
Yep. And wow. To be fair, the way I think that they're making like immediate money is they've been doing this for a while. Like me, they kind of gave up for the last couple years because it got hard to do the generic stuff. And so I think that they had a bunch of artists that were like kids sleep music was like their category that they like pushed. And so they have a bunch of artists in that and they have a bunch of albums that did get passed and some streams. And so the challenge, though, is like it was hard to get new music up. And, you know, the strategy here is that if you have a bunch of albums, typically someone will click on it. If someone clicks on your artist and plays a song, it will cycle through all of them. And the sleep music genre in particular is good because if you put this on for your kid when they go to sleep, it might just play all night long and you're getting paid every single time it switches to a new song. And so that's kind of why the golden ticket is you get an artist and you try to get like 100 songs uploaded on there. That's kind of the strategy, or more. And so the challenge was it just stuff wasn't really getting passed in that genre. But now that they have the voice on there, stuff's getting passed super easy. They're able to piggyback onto these accounts that they already had, get a ton of stuff out. And so, yeah, they're literally seeing an uptick in their royalties from streaming immediately using these music generators. So I'm sure Sony is a little concerned about all of that, but it's a fascinating way that people are making money today from these AI music generators.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to know how, like, Suno AI is just like one of the crazier media AI companies that I've seen. I absolutely love what they're doing. I would love to know how they actually train the AI, because it's not replicating any one particular person's voice. I could see how that would be more of a copyright concern. It's like you generated a country song and it sounded exactly like, I don't know, a famous country artist. That would be a concern because, you know, that would be stealing their likeness. But I would like to know, like, how do they modify the voice to sound real but yet different? That's pretty fascinating to me. But I don't really think Sony can really do anything about it because it is generating its own, you know, content. It's its own original thing. So I don't know. I like to I just thought of a food reference, actually. There's a restaurant. A lot of people say, you know, to come up with something brand new and like creative, you need to basically take 2 to 3 things that are already happening and combine them into it seems like an original idea. There's a place by us, they took the chicken and waffles concept, but they made waffle cones, put the chicken, fried chicken in the cone. They called
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I never actually tried it, and I had actually went out of business already, but so that.
Oh, dang it.
It's another thing, but all I'm saying is like it's a new concept, even though it's and chicken and waffles has been around forever. So I don't know. I think I don't think that Sony can really do anything.
Okay, I think you're 100% right, and I think there's a couple interesting things about this. So number one thing I think for people to know when it comes to this music AI generation is when you think of kind of this music AI generation, the assumption a lot of people have, which isn't actually correct, it's a misconception, is that they took, like, let's say 100 voices of artists and trained them into a model so that the model can sing like those artists. And then maybe it took like 100 instrumentals, trained them in so it could do those 100 styles of instrumentals. What it actually did is it, and then when you get it to sing something, it's going to sing like one of those 100 artists and it's going to make an instrumental like one of those 100 instrumentals. That's the assumption a lot of people have. What actually happened is a million voices got put into there and the model is training like, it's training like the voice codecs, like the it's merging them all in together into a giant soup and it can spit out good sounding voices, but it's not a good sounding voice that sounds like one of those specific artists. And it's an assumption that happens because like if you go and try like 11 Labs or Well Said Labs and it's like a text to voice, that is how it works. They trained it off like 100 voices. You can pick which voice you want and it's going to sound like that person. But in the newer models that you're seeing from OpenAI, when they just did their GPT-4o and they did their big announcement and they demoed their new voice assistant tool, their voice assistant, they're like, okay, talk like, be like a female voice. Okay, talk faster, talk more excited, talk like you're singing. And when you make the voice like sing talk or talk slow or talk dramatic, it is a completely different voice that it's essentially using. So it's a lot more complex than just like, oh, I'm going to accidentally get Taylor Swift out of this thing. It's more like the AI image generators where like if you wanted it to generate you a picture of like Picasso, you know, a lot of them now block you from using the word Picasso because, or whatever, some actual artist that's new and relevant and probably still has a copyright because for those reasons. But you could be like, do it like in this style, make it a watercolor, make it really swirly. Make it like, I don't know, you could use all the artistic words. I'm not an artist, so like I don't actually know what the right words are. But if you know all the right words, you can kind of get it to produce something similar. Now, you didn't use the word Picasso. And I think the other key thing here is some people might be like, yeah, but it looks really similar to a Picasso because you just knew all the keywords. First off, that's really hard to do. And second off, this is exactly what real artists in the real world do. Like, they're not photocopying a Picasso, but they're going to try to look at Picasso. They'll be inspired by him, and they'll try to paint something in a similar style to him. And you can go ahead and sell that. Like, he doesn't own that style. He doesn't. And it's the same thing with the voices. So, like, it might be a country voice. It's not going to sound exactly like Garth Brooks, but it sounds kind of similar, raspy male voice and some of the similar kind of lyrics and themes. But if I had a similar raspy sort of voice and I had some of the similar themes of my music, I'm totally fine to go and like record and produce that. So I think that Sony Music will get caught up on that, and I don't think they're going to be able to stop people from producing this music, selling it, and actually making money from it.
Yeah, that I love that. That's, I mean, yeah, I think, yeah, you're spot on. I don't know what they could possibly do, but I do think, I mean, do you see Spotify getting like overloaded with AI content, or they're going to have some kind of, marking eventually, I think, too, because it's going to get flooded.
Yeah, I think it's going to get flooded. I think what happened with Google is also going to happen with Spotify, and I wonder if they'll take a similar step. So with Google, when all of this text generating AI happened, people generated like thousands and thousands of song or of websites, blogs. And recently I've looked at some of my AI generated websites, and Google has actually de-indexed them and said, hey, you have shallow content that doesn't look very useful for Google. Go review all your pages and you can resubmit an appeal and we'll like re-index you. First off, super annoying and what a headache. But I wonder if Spotify does something like that in the future when they're just like, look, these are all AI generated artists. But at the same time, it's really hard because like what my friend is currently uploading in the kids, like the kids songs, like the songs sound amazingly produced. The voice sounds amazing. Like how will they know? You know what I mean? Like, I think for the articles, sometimes like the content doesn't seem that good. I don't know. It's just like, and like, who are they to say like this was an AI generated song or not, or it shouldn't be, or it's bad? Like, I don't know. It's so interesting. It's art, right? So
it's king.
Fascinating to see what happens there.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I think the music industry in general is going to get shaken up by this. I already, I mentioned on a previous podcast that I've canceled a lot of my subscriptions I've had that I use for YouTube for audio because I can have it AI generated now. I don't even need to
Have you used any AI generated music yet in any of your YouTube?
Suno, I have one up with Suno. Yep. Just because it's a 3 minute. I think is it 3 minutes you can upload a max song or that Suno will do.
Yeah.
Usually I have max 3 minutes of music in my throughout a video because we're talking, we fade the music down and stuff. So it's definitely shaking things up.
Oh my gosh, crazy time to be alive. If you guys enjoyed the episode today, if you learned anything new about the music industry and AI, make sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Super easy, leave us a comment, and over on Spotify you hit the about tab and you can scroll down and leave us some stars. We really, really do appreciate it. We make these podcasts for you because we love you guys, and also because we really love getting your reviews. So leave us a review, give us the encouragement and motivation to keep making these things, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.